B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Sukkah Daf Mem Gimel. We're going to start the next perek, the fourth perek of Maseches Sukkah, perek Lulav Va'arova. And we're going to start the Mishnah in the middle of Daf Mem Beis Omid Beis. Says the Mishnah, and this is an introduction to a number of very general halachas we're going to learn about from here till the end of the Masechta. Lulav Va'arova. We know there's a mitzvah of Lulav. You shake Lulav. There's a mitzvah of Arova, which we have only discussed partially, we're going to discuss at greater length in the coming Dafim, a mitzvah called Arava. We'll see whether it was a mitzvah min HaTorah, whether it was Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim, whether it was a minig. We're going to discuss all that. But there was something they did exclusively with an Arava. Reminds us a lot of what we do on Hoshana Rabbah, and actually the minig, our minig of Hoshana Rabbah, stems from this mitzvah of Arava. How many days? We know that Sukkot is 7 days. And then afterwards you've got Shmini Atzeres, which is the 8th day. How many days does one actually take Lulav or Arava? So the Mishnah says, Shisha v'Shiva. Sometimes 6 days, sometimes 7 days. It definitely doesn't apply to Shmini Atzeres. It's only the 7 days of Sukkot. But the 7 days of Sukkot, then it's only sometimes, only some years, that you actually do the mitzvah of Lulav and Arava all 7 days. We're talking here about in the Beis HaMikdash. And in the Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah of Lulav, if Shabbos was on the first day of Sukkot, then the mitzvah of Lulav would override Shabbos, and then you'd have a full week, 7 days, of taking the Lulav in the Beis HaMikdash. However, if one of the other days of Sukkot was on Shabbos, then the mitzvah of Lulav would not override Shabbos, and there would only be 6 days of Lulav. And the same applies to Arava. Just regarding the mitzvah of Arava in the Beis HaMikdash, it would not be the first day of Sukkot that overrides Shabbos, it would be the last day of Sukkot. If the 7th day of Sukkot, known as Hoshana Rabbah, is on Shabbos, then the mitzvah of Arava overrides Shabbos, and then you'd have 7 days of Arava. However, if any of the other days are Shabbos, then Arava does not override Shabbos, and then you'll only have 6 days of Arava. That's the Shisha v'Shiva. Hahalil v'Asimcha. The mitzvah of saying the whole of Halil and the mitzvah of eating the Basar Shlomim, which brings to Simcha. Shmoina, that was 7 days every day of Sukkot, plus the Shmini Atzeres at the end. Sukkah v'Nisuch HaMaim. Shiva, the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah, and the mitzvah which was only done on Sukkot, which is when the korban tomid shel shachar, the morning korban tomid, was brought, then not only would they pour wine as they did every day, they would also pour water. That was done all 7 days. Hecholil, the playing of the flute during the Simchas Beis HaSheva. Chamisha v'shisha, it did not override Yom Tov, and it did not override Shabbos. So since the first day of Sukkot is always Yom Tov, then you never have more than 6 days. The first day they never did the Simchas Beis HaSheva, the first night of Sukkot. All the other nights, if the first night was Shabbos, then you have 6 nights following it, then you have 6 nights. But if the first night was not Shabbos, then one of the other nights are going to be a Friday night, and that would also not override the Simchas Beis HaSheva playing with the flute, and therefore you would only have 5 days. That's the end of the introduction. Says the Mishnah, Lulav Shiva Ketzad. In what circumstance would the Lulav be taken all 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash? Yom Tov Arishon Shel Chag Shechol Yeis B'Shabbos. If the first day of Sukkot was on Shabbos, then Lulav Shiva. Then you'll take the Lulav in the Beis HaMikdash for a full 7 days. V'Sha'a Kol HaYomim. All the other days, with any other day of If the first day of Sukkot falls on any day besides for Shabbos, then Shisha, then one of the other days will be Shabbos, and then it will not override the Lulav, and you'll only have 6 days of Lulav. Arava Shiva Ketzad. When would you have, in what circumstance would you take the Arava 7 days? Yom Shvi Shechol Shel Arava. Shechol Yeis B'Shabbos. If the 7th day, which you would take the Arava, which is what we call Hoshana Rabbah, is on Shabbos, Arava Shiva. In that case, the mitzvah of Arava overrides Shabbos, and then you've taken Arava for 7 days. V'Sha'a Kol HaYomim. If the last day of Sukkot is any other day besides for Shabbos, which means one of the earlier days of Sukkot must have been Shabbos, it does not override. Then the Arava does not override Shabbos, and then you only have Shisha, 6 days of Arava. Says the Mishnah, Mitzvahs Lulav Ketzad B'Shabbos. In the event that the first day of Sukkot was on Shabbos, and then we know that it overrides, the Mitzvah of Lulav overrides Shabbos, but you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. You can't carry your Lulav from your home to the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. So what would they do? Then Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, Shechol Yeis B'Shabbos, Moilichin Es Lulavim, they would bring the Lulavim Laharabayis, to the Harabayis, and Vachazonim, and the attendants in the Beis HaMikdash, Mekablin Mehen, would receive the Lulavim from the people on Erev Shabbos, V'Soid Rinoison, and arrange all the Lulavim, Al Gabe Itztaba, on top of the benches that were under the platforms that were surrounding the Harabayis. V'Azakenim, and the elders, the older people, in fear that there would be too much of a squash, too many people there, they would manichin es shelohem belishko, they would have a special chamber, they would put their lulavim in that chamber. Umlamdim oisom loimar, and they would teach the people to say, kol mi shemagia lulavi liyodoy, anybody who tomorrow, first day of Sukkot, my lulav is going to come to their hands, hareyu loiba matona, I'm giving it to him as a gift, as a matona, because as we know, on the first day, at least on the first day, it's a discussion about the other days, but we know at least on the first day, the lulav has to be lochem, it has to belong to whoever's shaking the lulav. And if there's going to be thousands of people there in the Beis HaMikdash, and everybody's going to get everybody else's lulav, how's anyone going to fulfill their mitzvah? So we teach people to say that whoever's going to get my lulav, it's his as a gift. Lemochar. The next day, tomorrow, then what would happen? Mashkimin, Uboin, they would get up early and they would come to the Beis HaMikdash. V'chazonim, and the attendants, Zorkinoisam Lifneim, would throw the lulavim to the people. V'hein mechatvim, and they would grab the lulavim, and it would happen that umakin ishes chaveri, that they would end up hitting each other. Ukshiro Bezdin Shaboli de Sakono, when Bezdin realized that this was getting out of hand, it was getting dangerous, his kinu they decreed Sheyei kol echod ve'echod noitel be'beisei, that everyone should take the lulav in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, everyone would take their lulav in their homes, even though it was Shabbos on the first day of Sukkot, then take the lulav, not like we do today, we'll discuss in the Gemara why, when today, nowadays, we do not override Shabbos at all, and whenever Sukkot, any day of Sukkot, even the first day falls on Shabbos, we do not take the lulav. However, in the base time of the Beis HaMikdash, they would take the lulav, but not in the Beis HaMikdash, they would shake the lulav at home. Says the Gemara, Amai, why do we say that that lulav does not override Shabbos? Tiltul ba'almahu v'litchi Shabbos. In the Mishnah it says that if the first day of Sukkot is on Shabbos, then you shake the lulav. If any of the other days if Shabbos is any of the other days of Sukkot, then it does not override Shabbos and you don't take lulav. What's the issue? What's the problem? The problem is just muktzah. Tiltil ba'alma. And since min ha-Torah, there's a mitzvah to take the lulav in the Beis HaMikdash all 7 days, why did the Chachomim say it's asa? What's siog? Normally when the Chachomim say that something it's asa, it's in order to protect them from transgressing a more serious aveira. Over here in this case, it's only mukta, but there's a mitzvah min ha-Torah to shake the lulav. So why did the Chachomim say that you shouldn't shake lulav on Shabbos, even if it's any of the other days of the week? V'litchi Shabbos. Even if the first day of Sukkot is any other day of the week, and then Shabbos is any time during Sukkot, it should still be overridden and take lulav. Omar Rabba, this is the famous Gezeira de Rabba, as it's known. Rabba said Gezeira, the reason the Chachomim said you should not take the lulav on Shabbos is a decree. We're worried, why? Shemo Yitlenu B'yodoy, maybe he's going to take the lulav in his hand, V'yelech, and he's going to go outside into Rishus HaRabim, Eitel Boki, to an expert to teach him lilmoid, to learn how to shake the lulav, how to make the bracha of the lulav via virenu arba amis b'shus harabim, and he'll carry that 4 amis into Rishus HaRabim. And Rashi says that for the same token, the Gemara could have said that you're going to take the lulav from a private domain or Rishus HaYochid into a public domain, which is also very serious. And therefore, they said, do not take the lulav on Shabbos. V'hainu tamu de shofar, that's the same reason that we don't blow the shofar if Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos. V'hainu tamu de Megillah, and it's the same reason we don't read the Megillah if Purim is on Shabbos. we're afraid that either the Shofar or the Megillah will be taken to the expert for the Baal Tikea or the Baal Keira to learn how to make the brachas, how to read, how to blow, and then he'll be over, he'll transgress one of the serious melachos of Shabbos. Therefore, they said, on Shabbos is more important. And therefore, don't take the lulav, don't take the Shofar, don't take Megillah on Shabbos. Asks the Gemara, Yehoche Yom Rishay Nami? If so, if you're afraid that they're going to be Mechal on Shabbos, then even on the first day, why does the Mishnah say that if Shabbos is on the first day of Sukkot, they would take the lulav? Says the Gemara, Rishayin, Hotkinu Le'rabbonon Bebeisai. On the first day of Sukkot, the Chachomim made a special gezeira, as we saw in our Mishnah, that you don't take the lulav out to the Beis HaMikdash, to the shul, to the Beis HaMikdash, rather they would shake the lulav in their homes. And the fact that they would do this unusual custom of shaking lulav at home and not where they're going to shake the rest of Yom Tov, the rest of Sukkot, they will remember not to remove, not to take out the lulav to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and therefore there's no concern. So the Gemara says, okay, hotinuch achar takona, we can understand that after the Chachamim made the takona, that you take at home, that you shake the lulav at home, everybody will remember not to carry the lulav out. Koidem takona ma'ikel ameimer. But you know that before the time of the takona, then people would shake the lulav in the Beis HaMikdosh all the days of Sukkot. How could they, why were they not afraid somebody is going to carry the lulav on the first day? Elo says the Gemara explains as follows. Rishon, there's something different about the first day to all the other days. It's true that in the Beis HaMikdash itself, there was a mitzvah min HaTorah to shake the lulav all 7 days. However, outside the Beis HaMikdash, there was only a mitzvah min HaTorah to shake the lulav on the first day of Sukkot. So Rishon, in the first day of Sukkot, the issya min HaTorah b'gvulin, that even within anywhere outside the Beis HaMikdash, anywhere within the gvul of Eretz Yisrael, then there was a mitzvah min HaTorah, then lo gozru b'rabbonon, since it's such a stringent or significant mitzvah on this day, therefore the Chachomim did not decree, at least in the Beis HaMikdash, we'll soon see about that, but in the Beis HaMikdash they did not decree to not take the lulav on Shabbos. Hanoch, delisnu min HaTorah b'gvulin, however all the other days of Sukkot, where there's no mitzvah min HaTorah to shake the lulav for all the other days of Sukkot outside the Beis HaMikdash, in that case, gozu b'rabbonon, the Chachomim made the gzeira that even in the Beis HaMikdash, which it was a mitzvah min HaTorah, it does not override Shabbos because we're afraid somebody will be mechal Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Ihochi, if so, ho'id nanami, nowadays also, why don't you say that the first day of Sukkot we should take lulav even if it's on Shabbos? Because the first day of Sukkot is a mitzvah min HaTorah even outside the Beis HaMikdash, and that hasn't changed after the time the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So nowadays also, it's true that in the time of the Beis HaMikdash they wouldn't shake lulav at all outside the Beis HaMikdash on the other days. It's only as we learned in the previous perek that it was a Zeichel HaMikdash that we shake all 7 days to remember that min HaTorah in the Beis HaMikdash there was a mitzvah all 7 days. But at least the first day, that's mitzvah min HaTorah everywhere, it should override Shabbos. Answers the Gemara, the anan lo yodinon bekviya diyarcha, because we don't know today, in time of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, we don't know exactly which day is the first day of Sukkot, because they did not be mekadosh the chodesh al pi hara'iya, with seeing the moon, and they were not familiar with exactly is today the first day of Sukkot or is tomorrow the first day of Sukkot. That depends whether Elul had 29 days or Elul had 30 days, and therefore, since they were not sure, you cannot override Shabbos. Asks the Gemara, Inhu, those people who are in Eretz Yisrael, that even after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, they were still being Mekadosh the Chodesh with Re'iyah, and they knew in Eretz Yisrael, they knew exactly which day was the 15th of Tishri, which day was the first day of Sukkot, that they are Yodah B'Kviya D'Yarcha, Litchu, at least they, on the first day of Sukkot, even outside the Beis HaMikdash, there was no more Beis HaMikdash, at least they should be able to take the lulav on the first day of Sukkot. Says the Gemara, Enoch Nami, you're right. That in the time, and we'll soon see, that in the time, even after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, where in the places where they were Mekadosh the Chodesh with Ru'iyah by seeing the moon, which means they had absolute certainty when the 15th of Tishri was, they were allowed to take the lulav even on Shabbos. And this is not going to be the maskana. We're going to see soon at the top of Daf Mem Dalad Omid Aleph that the Gemara is going to change from this. But at this point, this is what the Gemara assumes. And the Gemara is basing this and going to prove it from a seeming contradiction between two Mishnais. Detani Chada, in one Mishnah we learnt on Daf Mem Beis Omid Beis, the Biyom Tov Rishon Shel Chag Shechol Yeis B'Shabbos, if the first day of Sukkos was on Shabbos, Kol Ha'om Melichin Es Lulaveim Lahar HaBayis. That's the Mishnah we saw here, that on if the first day of Sukkos was on Shabbos, they would bring their Lulavim where to? To the Har HaBayis. Retani Yedach, we learnt in another Mishnah, we're going to see this on Daf Mem Dalad Omid Aleph, that LeBeis HaKnesses, they would actually take their lulavim to the shuls, not to the Har HaBayis. So how do we reconcile between these two Mishnayos? Where would they take their lulavim? To the Beis HaMikdash or to the shuls? Shema Mino, it must be that Bizman SheBeis HaMikdash Kayam, that in the time when there was a Beis HaMikdash, that when there was a Beis HaMikdash, they would take their lulavim to the Beis HaMikdash. Kan bezmancha in Beis HaMikdash. The next Mishnah on Daf Mem Dalad is talking about where after the Beis HaMikdash is already destroyed, and then they would take their lulavim to the shuls, even though it's Shabbos on the first day of Sukkos, they would shake the lulav. Shema Aminos, you see from here, as the Gemara so far determined, that in the places where there were Yodiyah B'Kviya D'Yarcha in Eretz Yisrael, then the first day of Sukkos was on Shabbos, they would shake the lulav in the shuls. Continues the Gemara. The Asya Minatera Bigvulin Minolon. What's the source? Where do you see that you have to shake the lulav min hatera on the first day of Sukkos outside the Beis HaMikdash? The Tanya we learnt in the Braisa. And it's based on the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ulekachtem lochem bayayim arishon, you should take on the first day of Sukkos, priates hodor and esrog, kapis tamorim, alulav, vanafitz ovis, the hadasim, v'arvinachal, darovis, usmachtem lifnei Hashem elokeichem shivas yomim. And you should be glad, you should be happy before Hashem, which is referring to the Beis HaMikdash, for 7 days. So how's the Braisa learn this Pasuk? Ulekachtem, from the word ulekachtem, we learn, shetehi lekicho biyad, kol echod ve'echod. There's a requirement for each and every person to take a lulav himself. Lochem. What do we learn out from Lochem? Mishel Lochem, we've seen this already. It has to be yours. Lohitzi es ha-shol ves ha-gozel. To exclude a borrowed lulav or a stolen lulav that you cannot use such a lulav. Bayoim, it says, Olekachtem Lochem bayoim orishrin. What do we see from the word bayoim? Bafilu b'Shabbos, that even on Shabbos, there's a mitzvah to take the lulav. Rishrin, it says, Olekachtem Lochem bayoim horishrin. What do we learn from the word rishrin? A filo bigvulin, even outside the Beis HaMikdash, that you have to take the lulav even on Shabbos. Horishoin, when it says, it doesn't say v'lokachtem lachem b'yoyim rishoin, on the first day, it says b'yoyim horishoin. Melamed, to tell us, she'enei doicha elo yom tov horishoin b'lvad. To teach us that this that we saw, that b'yoyim, that's the lulav, overrides Shabbos, it only overrides Shabbos on the first day of Sukkos, not on the other days of Sukkos. That's what it saw in the Braisa. So you see here that v'lekachtem lechem b'yoyim arishoin, and it says rishoin, it doesn't tell us only in the Mikdash. So you see from here that b'yoyim arishoin is a chiyuv min ha-Torah, even in the gvulim, outside the Beis HaMikdash, everywhere else one has to take the lulav on the first day of Sukkos, min ha-Torah. Says the Gemara, Omar mar, b'yoyim v'afilu b'Shabbos. We just now saw in the Braisa that from the word b'yoyim, we learn that Sukkos, that lulav overrides even Shabbos, on the first day at least. But you see that you can take the lulav even on Shabbos, and you learn it from a posuk of b'yoyim. Asks the Gemara, mechta tiltul ba'almahu, ischach kro le'mishra tiltul? What's the issue of taking the lulav? At the worst, it's an issa of mukta. It's not more than that. It's not one of the Lamates Melachis. Isov Mukta is only Asa Midrabonon. So Min HaTorah, there is no Isov Mukta. So how can you have a Pasuk that says that Bayoim, that you can override taking Lulav and override Shabbos, and you can take the Lulav even on Shabbos? I don't need a Pasuk for that, because biblically speaking, there is no Issa to take a Lulav. So how can you have a Pasuk to say that you're allowed to take the lulav even on Shabbos, when Natera there's no Issa? Omar Rava, Rava says, Le'nitzucha elu l'machshirei lulav. Says, you're right. Shaking lulav itself doesn't need a pasuk to allow you to do it on Shabbos. But what about all the other preparations for lulav? How about cutting the lulav off the tree? How about tying the lulav? Cutting off the tree is an issa of gozes. The tying a lulav is an issa of kosher. That's preparing the lulav. So how would you know that you're allowed to prepare the lulav even on Shabbos, even though that involves transgressing one of the lamed tes melachos? So that's what we need the pasuk bayim to say afilu b'Shabbos. So alib dehay tana, and it's only according to the Tana who holds that indeed the mitzvah of machshirei lulav, which means even preparing lulav, overrides Shabbos. The Tanya we learned in a brisa. We'll discuss this in Maseches Shabbos, that lulav v'chol machshir of doichenes haShabbos. Not only is taking the lulav override Shabbos, but even preparing lulav, which sometimes involves the biblical Yisurim, overrides Shabbos. Divi Rebbe Eliezer, but that was only the opinion of Rebbe Eliezer. My Talmud Rebbe Eliezer. The source for Rebbe Eliezer is Omar Kro b'yoyim v'afilu b'Shabbos. The very fact that we need a posuk to allow us to take lulav on Shabbos, and taking the lulav itself cannot need a posuk because it's only an issur d'rabbanon. It must be that the posuk is allowing us even to do issurim d'oraisa. It must mean that even the machshirei mitzvah are doiches haShabbos. Ask the Gemara, okay? According to Rebbe Eliezer, we understand. But Rabbanon, according to the Rabbanon, who say that Machshirei Mitzvah, preparing for the Lulav, does not override Shabbos, even on the first day of Sukkos, then they cannot use Bayoim to allow us to do even Machshirei Mitzvah. Hai Bayoim, my Avdalei, what do they learn from the word Bayoim? The Braisa we saw before that says Bayoim Vafilu B'Shabbos cannot be learned that way according to the Rabbanon, only according to Rebbe Eliezer. Answers the Gemara, Miboyele, they need to learn from this word Bayoim, Bayoim Veloi Balaila, to tell us that the mitzvah of Lulav is only in the day, in the night, there's no mitzvah of Lulav. Verbaliezer, Bayoim Veloi Balaila Minole. According to Verbaliezer, who learns from the word Bayoim that even Machshire mitzvah is Doicha Shabbos, then the word Bayoim is not spare to learn Bayoim Veloi Balaila. How does Verbaliezer know that the mitzvah of Lulav is only during the day, not during the night? Says the Gemara, Nafkele Misefer Dekro. He learns out from the end of this pasuk. It says at the end of the pasuk, "Usmachtem lifnei Hashem elokeichem shivas yomim," that you should be happy before Hashem in the Beis Hamikdash 7 days. And this is talking about shaking lulav in the Beis Hamikdash. And as we said before, in the Beis Hamikdash proper, there was a mitzvah to shake lulav all 7 days. And it says yomim, 7 days. So what do we learn from there? Says Rebbe Eliezer, yomim v'loy leilo. It's only in the day, not in the night. V'rabbonon. According to Rabbonon, they also have the pasuk Shivas Yomim to tell us in the day and not in the night. So what are they going to do with the Bayoim at the beginning of the pasuk? We just said before that the Chachomim, the Rabbonon, learn from Bayoim, Bayoim v'loy balayla. Why can they not learn it from the Shivas Yomim like Rebbe Eliezer does? Says the Gemara, Imi Hasam, because if you were to rely on the Yomim at the end of the pasuk, Havamina, I may have thought, Leiluf Yomim Yomim Misuka. The word yomim, it also says by sukkah. It says by sukkah is teishu shivas yomim ma la'alon. And I would have learned that in the same way as by sukkah yomim vafilu leilois, we know that the mitzvah of sukkah is even at night, not only in the day. Afkan may be here too by lulav nami also yomim vafilu leilois. So from yomim we would have an issue. So therefore we learn, says the chachomim, you learn out from bayim that bayim v'loy balaylo. V'sukkah gufa minolon. How do you know? Who told you by sukkah that yomim means even lailois, that days means including the nights? V'sukkah is teishu shivas yomim. Maybe that means that you only sit in the sukkah in the day, not in the nights. The Tanur Rabbanon we learned in the Braisa. V'sukkah is teishu shivas yomim, yomim v'afilu lailois. The Braisa says that v'sukkah is teishu shivas yomim includes nights. The Gemara is challenging that. Maybe the yomim in the pasukah is teishu shivas yomim is only talking about the day. Maybe indeed at night there's no chiv of sukkah. But dinu, and logic would dictate that. Or we'd have a source for that. Ne'emar kan yomim. It says here pasukah is teishu shivas yomim. V'ne'emar belulav, and it says also by lulav yomim usmachtem lifnei Hashem elokeichem shivas yomim. Ma la'alon, in the same way as lulav, we know that yomim v'loy leilois, that it's only a mitzvah in the day, not in the night. We learn that out from Bayoim Veloy Balailo at the beginning of the Pasuk of Lulav. Af Kanto to here by Sukkah, Yomim Veloy Leilois. So start the other way around. Lulav is only in the day from Bayoim. Once Lulav is in the day, then Shivas Yomim by Lulav is only in the day. So learn out from Lulav to Sukkah that Sukkah is only a mitzvah in the day. Oiklach Lezerach Zer. Or you can say the other way around. Ne'emar kan yomim. It says regarding Sukkah, Basukkah is Teishvu Shivas Yomim. Ve'emar b'miluim, by the inauguration of the Mishkan, there it says in the Pasuk, U'pesach oyel moye Teishvu Yomim v'laylo Shivas Yomim. That you should stay, that it was a mitzvah to stay inside the oyel moyed, inside the Mishkan, for 7 full days. U'shmartem es mishmeres Hashem v'lo yisamusu kichein tzuveisi. So b'miluim it says yomim, it says teishu yomim, it says there shivas yomim, and there it's explicit that yomim v'laylo, day and night. So ma la'alon yomim afilu leilo is maybe in the same way as miluim, yomim by miluim means day and night. Afkan yomim afilu leilo is by sukkah, but sukkah is teishu shivas yomim means day and night. So the Gemara says nira l'mi doime. Let's see what's more logical. Is Sukkah more comparable to Miluim, or is Sukkah more comparable to Lulav? Lulav Yomim is only days, not nights. Miluim Yomim is days and nights. What's with Sukkah? So Nira Lemi Doimet, Donim Dovosh Mitzvosei Kol Hayom, Midovosh Mitzvosei Kol Hayom. Logic dictates that we would learn Sukkah, that the mitzvah is all day, from Miluim, that the mitzvah is all day. Va'al Yichiach Dovor, and don't learn the halachas of Sukkah from the halachas of Lulav, where Lulav was just a fleeting moment. You lift up the Lulav, you're already yoytzei to the mitzvah of Lulav. Or we can have an opposite logic. Maybe we learn Sukkah, which is a mitzvah for all future generations, from Lulav, that's also a mitzvah for all future generations, and don't learn out Sukkah from Miluim, where Miluim was just once. It doesn't apply in all future generations. Talmud Leimer, that's what it says in the Pasuk, in Yugzeres HaKosov, Teishvu, Teishvu L'Gzeres Shava. It says, Basukah is Teishu Shivas Yomim. And it says, Pesach Oil Moed, Teishu Yomim Volailo Shivas Yomim. So we have a Gzera Shavu to compare Sukkah to Miluim. Nemar Sukkah, Nemar Khan, sorry, Teishu. It says by Sukkah, Basukah is Teishu. Nemar b'miluim Teishu, also by Miluim it says Teishu. Ma'ala Halon, in the same way as by Miluim, Yomim Vafilo Leilu, it says explicitly in the Pasuk that Upesach Oil Moed, Teishu Yomim Volailo, you should stay in the Oil Moed day and night. Afkan so to Sukkah, Yomim afilu leilois. And that's what we saw before. The Chachomim say that since it's clear to us that Sukkah, we learn from Miluim, that the mitzvah of Sukkah is even in the night, so we cannot learn from Usmachtem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yomim that Lulav is only in the day, not in the night, because maybe we would learn Yomim from Sukkah that Lulav is even in the night. That's why we need to Ulukachtem lachem Bayoim Rishon, to tell us that from Bayoim Veloy Balailo, that the mitzvah of Lulav is only in the day, not in the night. Unlike Sukkah. Continues the Gemara. And now we're starting to learn about this very interesting mitzvah called Arava. Something we know very little about. We know that on Ishana Rabba we have a minig, that we do 7 hakafas. We actually do the 7 hakafas with the Lulav, not with the Arava. Then we take the Arava, we wave the Arava. What's going on? Where's this all based? And that's going to be the next sugya. Says the Gemara, Arava Shiva Ketzad. This mitzvah of Arava, the Mishnah said, on Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis, that the mitzvah of Arava is some years is taken 6 days, some years we do it 7 days. And the Mishnah said that if the last day of Hoshana Rabba is on Shabbos, then they would do the minig of Arava, the mitzvah of Arava, even though it was Shabbos. But if any of the other days of Sukkot is Shabbos, it would not override Arava, and then we would only do the mitzvah of Arava 6 days. Today, we only do Arava on the 7th day on Hoshana Rabba, because the mitzvah of Arava, min HaTorah, only applied in the Beis HaMikdash. It didn't apply outside the Beis HaMikdash. And in the Beis HaMikdash, it was a mitzvah for all 7 days. But the only day which overrides Shabbos is the 7th day. Nowadays, what we do is at the most, as Eichel HaMikdash, or it's not really true, at the most, we're going to see later in the Gemara, it could be it's already a minig from the time of the Nevi'im, that even outside the Beis HaMikdash, they would do it. We're going to see this later on Daf Mem Dalet. Says the Gemara, Arava Shiva Ketzad. Says the Gemara, Arava B'Shvi Mai Tam Dachyo Shabbos. We saw before with Luluv that really there's a concern that because of Gzeira Derabba, that we don't do mitzvahs that could cause a person to be Mechalal Shabbos, to take the mitzvah, the shofar, the Megillah, the Luluv, and the Arava also, into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and that's seriously Asa. So the Chachamim said it doesn't override Shabbos. Why does the Lulav on the first day of Sukkot override Shabbos? Because even outside the Beis HaMikdash, there was a mitzvah in HaTorah to shake Lulav on the first day. And therefore, at least in the Beis HaMikdash, they allowed it to override Shabbos. We were not concerned. Arava, there's no mitzvah in HaTorah on the seventh day to do the mitzvah of Arava outside the Beis HaMikdash at all. And therefore, the same Gezeira Derabba that says, don't take the Arava on Shabbos on any of the other days of Sukkot, the same should apply on the seventh day. Since the mitzvah of Arava is not explicitly written in the Torah, and therefore it's important to publicize that there is such a mitzvah in HaTorah, and therefore they said, because of it's so important to publicize there's a mitzvah in HaTorah of Arava, there must be that one day of Sukkot overrides Shabbos, and you take the Arava even on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara Ihocha, Lulav Nami Litchi, if so, Lulav also, not only on the first day of Sukkot, but all the other days, because the Lulav Min HaTorah in the Beis HaMikdash is all 7 days. So why do you not say that in the Beis HaMikdash we override Shabbos all 7 days to take the Lulav in order to publicize that it's Min HaTorah? Answers the Gemara, Lulav Gezeira Mishum Derabba. We already said that Lulav, we're afraid somebody's going to take the Lulav into the streets, into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And therefore, on all other days, besides the first day, they said that it does not override Shabbos. So then we're back to what we said before. Arava also, if the only reason that you override Shabbos is on the first day of Sukkot for Lulav, because outside the Beis HaMikdash there was a mitzvah in HaTorah to take Lulav on the first day, as we saw in the Gemara on Amud Aleph, then regarding Arava, there was no mitzvah in HaTorah outside the Beis HaMikdash, so it shouldn't override Shabbos at all, Gezeira Derabba. Answers the Gemara, because Arava shluchei Beis Din Maisila. Lulav lakoil mosur. There's a fundamental difference in the Gezeira Derabba between Lulav and Arava. Lulav is a mitzvah everybody did, and therefore we're afraid they're going to take it to the Rav to ask a question, and they're going to be Michal Shabbos. However, regarding the Arava, it wasn't for everybody. It was only the agents of Beis Din. They would bring the Aravos to the from Erev Shabbos, they would bring them to the Beis HaMikdash, as we saw in the Mishnah. And even the next day, who would do the mitzvah, who would fulfill the mitzvah of Arava? Only the Kohanim. The Kohanim would walk around the Mizbeach with these Aravas. That was the mitzvah of Arava. We'll see more about it later. And since it was not a mitzvah for everybody, they were not so concerned about Gezeira Derabba, and therefore they allowed them to override Shabbos and to take these Aravas even on Shabbos, but only on Hoshanah Rabbah. Now the Gemara is saying, Ihachi, if you're not concerned of Gezeira Derabba because it's Arava was a mitzvah that was given exclusively to the Kohanim, and it's the Shluchei Beis Din that would bring the Aravas from before Shabbos, there was no issue of Chilul Shabbos, Kol Yom Nami Litchi, then why can't you say that in the Beis HaMikdash, all 7 days, it doesn't matter which of the 7 days of Sukkot is Shabbos, let it override Shabbos and take the Arava. Vilit answers the Gemara, because if you what's going to happen in the Beis HaMikdash, Lulav you're going to take just one day. That means only one day of Sukkot, the first day of Sukkot, Lulav overrides Shabbos. All the other days, not. Arava, it does. And people might not realize that the difference is that Lulav is for everybody and Arava is only for the Kohanim. And they're going to come and undermine the mitzvah of Lulav. They're going to think that their Lulav is less prominent mitzvah. And therefore, if Lulav is only overriding Shabbos on one day, on the first day of Sukkot, the Arava also only overrides Shabbos one day. If so, because there's no difference regarding Lulav, there's a difference between the first day and all the other days. Because the first day there was a Chiyuv Min HaTorah, even outside the Beis HaMikdash. Arava, there was no Chiyuv Min HaTorah outside the Beis HaMikdash. And in the Beis HaMikdash, all 7 days had a mitzvah Min HaTorah. So why do you say that Hoshana Rabbah, you take the Arava even if it's Shabbos? Say the first day of Sukkot overrides Shabbos for Arava. Says the Gemara, La loy muchach milsa, because on the first day, if the first day is Shabbos, then it will not be clear, because as we said before, the reason to override Shabbos is to publicize that it's a mitzvah min HaTorah. And if you're going to say that you can take the Arava on the first day of Sukkot, even though it's Shabbos, that will not be a publicity for the mitzvah of Arava, because Omri, people will say, Lulav hu dekadochi, that they'll say that the first day of Sukkot, which is Shabbos, then this Shabbos is overridden by Lulav, as we said before. So once Shabbos is overridden by Lulav, then you can take Arava as well. But it will not be a statement publicizing the mitzvah of Arava is a mitzvah min HaTorah. And therefore, it has to be one of the other days, which does not override Shabbos for Lulav, does override Shabbos for Arava, in order to publicize that Arava in the Beis HaMikdash was a mitzvah. Okay, so the first day not, because if the first day is Shabbos, then Lulav is overriding Shabbos. But what about the second day, third day, any of the other days? Says the Gemara, Kiven du kamafkas lo mirishoin oik mashvi. We wanted it to be a very specific time, either the beginning or the end. It's either the first day or the last day. If it's not the first day because of Lulav, then it'll be the last day. Asks the Gemara, Ihachi, if so, that in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, taking the Arava on Hoshana Rabbah on the seventh day of Sukkot overrides Shabbos, Ho'itna Nami Litchi. Nowadays, after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and we're going to learn on Mem Daled Omad Aleph, that nowadays, even outside the Beis HaMikdash, there's a minig to take the Arava on Hoshana Rabbah. Why don't we say that the agents, the Shluchei Beis Din, should take the Arava, even if it's on Shabbos, in order to publicize that in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it was Min HaTorah? Because on the seventh day, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they would bring their Arava on Shabbos, and they were not concerned what's changed after the Beis HaMikdash got destroyed. They should have to publicize that there is such a mitzvah Min HaTorah. Answers the Gemara, Anan lo yodinon bikvua dayarcha. As we saw before, because today, out in Golus, we don't know exactly when Rosh Chodesh is. In the time where they would be Mekadosh the Chodesh, they would determine the beginning of the month with witnesses who can testify when the moon was first seen. Then that's called that they know with certainty what day is Rosh Chodesh. They know with certainty what day Sukkot started and what day is Hoshana Rabbah. But we don't know if Elul had 29 days or Elul had 30 days. So we don't know exactly what day is Hoshana Rabbah. And therefore we do not override Shabbos. Asks the Gemara, Inu deyod bekviya deyarcha litchi. But those in Eretz Yisrael that even after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, they still were Mekadosh the Chodesh with the Re'ia by seeing the new moon. They did have certainty when Rosh Chodesh was. Why can they not override Shabbos even after the Churban on Hoshana Rabbah and take the Arava? Answers the Gemara, Ki Osa Bar Hedya, Omar Lo Ikla. Bar Hedya said it never happened. They would make sure to arrange the months in a way that it would never happen. They would, if they saw that this is what's going to happen, then they would make sure that Elul had an extra day, or one of the months before Elul, they would arrange it in a way that Shmini, that Hoshana Rabbah would never be on Shabbos. Ki also Rovin v'chol nechoisi, when Rovin and all those that came down, that went down to Bavel, Omri, they said ikli, when they reported what was going on in Eretz Yisrael, they said ikli v'loy dochi. It did happen that Hoshana Rabbah was on Shabbos, and nonetheless, v'loy dochi, they did not take the Arava, they did not override Shabbos and take the Arava. Ve'elo kasha. So the question comes back, why indeed did they not, even after the Beis HaMikdash, even when they were not, even in a place where it was kviya diyarcha, they knew exactly when Hoshana Rabbah was, it would not override Shabbos. Omer of Yosef. Rav Yosef says, I'll tell you why, it's very straightforward. Man le'melon da'arova b'natila. Who told you that the way that the mitzvah of Arava was done was that they would take the Arava, they would shake the Arava, they would go round the Mizbeach with an Arava, they would do something with Arava. Dilma may be Bezekifa. Maybe all they did with the Arava was that they stood the Arava on the side of the Mizbeach, and that was the whole mitzvah of Arava. And if so, there is no Mizbeach today. What do you want them to do? If you say that the Arava was to shake it and to do a hakofa with it, to go round the Mizbeach with it, you can say that something similar would exist today. But if the whole mitzvah min ha-Torah in the Beis HaMikdosh was to stand the Arava onto the side of the Mizbeach, then with all good intentions, you cannot do it today because we don't have a Mizbeach. That's what Rav Yosef maintained. And the Gemara is going to ask a few questions on Rav Yosef. Esvi Abaye, Abaye is asking on Rav Yosef. Lulav Arova, we saw in our Mishnah on Daf Mebeis Amud Beis, that Lulav and Arova, Shisha V'Shiva, sometimes we take them 6 days, sometimes 7 days. My love, Abaye says, can we not assume from the fact that the Mishnah puts the word Lulav together with Arova, that Arova is my love, is Kalulav, is the same as Lulav, Ma Lulav Benatila, in the same way as the mitzvah Lulav was to take the Lulav, was to shake the Lulav, Af Arova Benatila, so too the mitzvah of Arova was to take the Arova, to shake the Arova, not merely to stand the Arova on the Mizbeach. Says the Gemara Midi Arya, no, there's no proof whatsoever. How could it, it could well be that even though there's something similar between Lulav Arava in as much as that some years it was taken 6 days, some years 7 days, but it could well be that Lulav, there's a mitzvah, is benetila, is to take the Lulav, and Arava, the mitzvah wasn't taking the Arava was just to place the Arava on the side of the Mizbeach, and that wouldn't apply nowadays. So that's how Rav Yosef is going to explain that question, that is going to answer that question. Esi Abaye, Abaye challenged Rav Yosef from a different source. B'kol yoim makifin es ha-mizbeach pa-machas. Every day of Sukkos, they would go round, makifin. That means they would take the Arava and they would walk round the Mizbeach. The Kohanim would walk round the Mizbeach once. V'oisei yoim, but on the seventh day of Sukkos, sheva pa'omim, they would walk round the Mizbeach 7 times. My love, ba'arava. Can we not assume that what did they walk round with once every day and 7 times on Hoshana Rabbah? With the Arava. So you see clearly the Arava, it was a mitzvah to take the Arava, to shake the Arava, to go round, to walk round the Mizbeach with the Arava. Not like Rav Yosef said. Says the Gemara, loy. Absolutely no proof from there. It could be Belulav. It could be that it's true that they would go round the Mizbeach once every day, 7 times on Hoshana Rabbah. They would do it with the Lulav. The Arava could be there was a mitzvah to stand the Arava on the side of the Mizbeach. And every day after they stood the Arava onto the side of the Mizbeach, they would then walk round the Mizbeach with the Lulav. But the mitzvah of Arava in and of itself was to stand on the side of the Mizbeach. And standing on the side of the Mizbeach is something which we can't do today. V'homer Rav Nachman omer Rabbah bar Avua, did Rav Nachman not say in the name of Rabbah bar Avua, ba'arava, that they actually did the hakofis with the Arava, and if they did the hakofis with the Arava, that would mean that it's benetila, not bezkifa, and the question would come back, why don't we do that nowadays as well? Omer le, Rav Yosef will answer, who omer lecha ba'arava? It's true that Rav Nachman will say in the name of Rabbah bar Avua that they would go round with the Arava. V'anoam min ha-belulav. I, Rav Yosef, will say that they went round with the lulav, but the mitzvah of Arava in and of itself was just to stand the Arava on the side of the Mizbeach, and therefore it's not possible to do that today. Itmar Rav Elazar Omer belulav. Rav Elazar held that they would do that kofa with the lulav, as Rav Yosef maintained. Rav Shmuel bar Nosson Omer Rav Chanina ba'arava. He argued and said, like Abaye suggested, or like Rav Nachman said in the name of Rabbah bar Avua, they went round with the Arava. V'chein Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rabbah bar Avua, ba'arava, as we saw before. Omer li Rava l'Rabbi Yitzchok b'rei de Rabbah bar Barchona. Rava said to Rav Yitzchok, the son of Rabbah bar Barchona, Bar Uriah, you're a ben Torah. Tov aminu lecha milsa ma'alias. I'm going to tell you something special, Dehava Omer Avucha, that your father, Rabbah bar Barchona, he would say. Hoditnan, this that we learned in the Mishnah, Kol Hayei Makifin Es HaMizbeach Pamachas, this is the Mishnah we're going to see on Daf Memhei Omed Aleph, that we mentioned it before, that every day they would go round the Mizbeach once, Pamachas, Vois Hayoim Ba'on Shmini Atzeret, on Shana Rabbah, sorry, Makifin Es HaMizbeach Sheva Pa'omim, they would go round seven times, Hoch Oma Avucha Mishmeidu Ebelozo, your father Rabbi Barachona said in the name of Ebelozo, Belulav, that the Hakofa they did with the Lulav, with the Arova, they just stood it on the side of the Mizbeach. Israel now asking another question against Rav Yosef. The Rav Yosef said that it's not possible to do the mitzvah of Arova as a Zecher nowadays on Hoshana Rabbah, even if it falls on Shabbos, as a Zecher for the fact that they did the Arova on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash on Hoshana Rabbah. Said Rav Yosef, the reason you can't do that is because the mitzvah of Arova was just standing the Arova on the side of the Mizbeach, something we cannot do today. Isvi, lulav doiches haShabbos b'tchilosoi v'arova b'soifoi. The lulav overrides Shabbos b'tchilosoi if Shabbos is on the first day of Yom Tov, and arova overrides Shabbos b'soifoi if it's on Hoshana Rabbah, on the end of Sukkos. Pa'amachas chol shvi shel arova liyos b'Shabbos. The seventh day of Sukkos, the day of Hoshana Rabbah, it was on Shabbos, liyos b'Shabbos. Ve'iviu marbiyos shel arova me'erev Shabbos, and they would bring these large branches of arova from erev Shabbos. Ve'nichum ba'azora, and they would put them in the azora. And this is the Tosefta. Ve'ikiru ben ba'isusim, the ba'isusim, who they didn't believe in the oral Torah, they didn't know about this mitzvah of arova, and therefore, when the ba'isusim saw that they had brought these big, large branches of arova before Shabbos, obviously with the intentions of using these Arovas on Hoshana Rabbah, v'notlum v'kovshum tachas avonim, they took these branches and they hid it underneath the stones were muktzah, and they knew that way they wouldn't be able, the Chachomim wouldn't be able to use these Arovas the next day on Shabbos because of the stones that are muktzah, that are on top of them. L'mochor ikiru ben ameoretz. The ameoretz, the simple people, they knew enough to know that whatever the Baisusim did was wrong, but they didn't know all the halachas of Shabbos. They realized that the arovas had been hidden under these stones. V'shomtum mitachas avonim, they pulled them out from under the stones. V'ivyum ha-keanim, and the keanim brought these arovas. V'zokfum, and they stood them b'tzidei ha-mizbeach, on the side of the mizbeach. L'fi she'ein Baisusim moidim she Chibut Arova Doiches HaShabbos. The reason that the Baisusim hid the Arovas, because they didn't believe that the mitzvah of waving the Arovas. Note, it's called waving Chibut Arova Doiches HaShabbos. They, because it's in the oral Torah, it's not explicitly in the Psukim, Alma. So, and that's what they did. And so the Gemara says, Alma, what do we see from here? B'netilohi, from the fact that it's called Chibut. Chibut means that they would take the lulav and they would wave the lulav, they would go round the mizbeach with these arovas, and then they would stand the arovas on the side of the mizbeach. So you see that part of the mitzvah of arova was to actually go round the mizbeach with the arova, to shake the arovas. It was part of what they would do. And this is contrary to what Rav Yosef says, the mitzvah was only bizkifa, the arova, all they did was they stood the arovas on the side of the mizbeach. And the Gemara concludes, Tiufta, indeed, we've refuted Rav Yosef altogether, and indeed, it's clear that the mitzvah of Arova was actually not just to stand the Arova there, but to first do a Hakofa with the Arova. If so, the question comes back, that if that's what they would do, they would wave, they would take, they would be chovet, they would wave the Arovas, and then make a Hakofa and go around the Mizbeach, well, you can do that nowadays as well. Why doesn't one of the agents of Beis Din, the Shluchei Beis Din, they take the Arova on Hoshana Rabbah, even if it's Shabbos, and be chovet, as Rashi said before, they should wave the Arovas in order to say, to publicize that Arova was a mitzvah min ha-Torah. Ve'elo nidchu, answers the Gemara, kiven da'anan lo yidochinon, since in Golus, in Bovel, in Chutz La'aretz, the mitzvah of Arova does not override Shabbos, as we saw before, because in Chutz La'aretz they didn't know exactly what day was Hoshana Rabbah, because they didn't know exactly what day Rosh Chodesh Tishri was. In Hunami Loidochi, and Rashi says later that in order that it shouldn't look as if there's two Torahs, Torah in Eretz Yisrael and Torah in Chutz La'aretz, since in Chutz La'aretz they would not override Shabbos with Arava, so too in Eretz Yisrael. V'ha asks the Gemara, Yom Tov Harishoin, D'lididon lo'idachi u'liditu dachi. But let's go back to Lulav. We said before that the Lulav, those that were not Yodiyah B'kriya B'diyarcha, those who are in Chutz Laaretz, they didn't shake Lulav on Shabbos, even if it was the first day of Sukkos. But we said before that the Lulav was, for those who did know Kriya D'Yarcha, even though there was no more Beis HaMikdosh, that if the first day of Sukkos was on Shabbos, they would override Shabbos. You remember the Gemara before Amud Aleph brought a contradiction between two Mishnayos, whether they would take the Lulavim to the Beis HaMikdosh or to the Shuls. And the Gemara says that when there was a Beis HaMikdosh, they would take it to the Beis HaMikdosh. And when there was no Beis HaMikdosh, they would take it to the Shuls in order to shake the Lulav on Shabbos. We saw this before. Answers the Gemara, Omri, and now we're changing from what we said before. Liditu nami loidachi. Again, in order there shouldn't be two Torahs, in Chutz Laaretz, who are not Yodea B'kviya D'Yarcha, they would not take Lulav even on the first day of Sukkah, so too in Eretz Yisrael, after the Churban, they would not take the Lulav on Shabbos, even on the first day. And the same applies to Arava on the seventh day, that since in Chutz Laaretz, when they didn't know exactly what day was Eshana Rabba, they would not take the Arava on Shabbos, even if it's Eshana Rabba. The same is in the same is with those who didn't know exactly when Eshana Rabba was. Ve'elokashia netarati, you're going to ask a contradiction, the two Mishnahs, where did they take the Lulav, to the Beis HaMikdosh or to the Shuls? And we asked a contradiction, the Tana Chodah, in one Mishnah it says, in the Mishnah we started with, on Membeis Omud Beis, it says they would take the Lulavim to Harabayis, and in another Mishnah we learned, the Beis HaKnesses, they would take the Lulavim to the Shul Omud Taratzinon, and we answered, Kan Bezman SheBeis HaMikdosh Kaim, in the time of the Beis HaMikdosh, they would take the Lulavim to the Beis HaMikdosh, Kan Bezman SheEin Beis HaMikdosh Kaim, but when there was no Beis HaMikdosh, they would take the Lulavim to the Shuls. So we learned from there clearly that even when there was no Beis HaMikdosh, they would take the Lulavim to the Shuls. Obviously, it must be they knew exactly when the Kriya D'Yarcha, when it was Sukkos, and they would override Shabbos on the first day of Sukkos, even when there was no Beis HaMikdosh, contrary to what we just said now. And then the question would come back, why does Arava not override Shabbos in those places on Eshana Rabba? Says the Gemara Loi. We have now a different way to reconcile these two Mishnayos. Idi v'idi bizman she Beis HaMikdosh kaim. They both apply to the Zman of the Beis HaMikdosh where everybody was in Eretz Yisrael. There were no two Torahs. Everyone was in Eretz Yisrael. V'loi kashya. That means when there was, after the Churban and Beis HaMikdosh, which there some people were in Chutz Laaretz, some were in Eretz Yisrael, and those in Chutz Laaretz didn't know when Rosh Chodesh was, didn't know when Yom Tov was, and in Eretz Yisrael some did. There we say, nobody overrides Shabbos. In the time of the Beis HaMikdosh, v'loi kashya, kan b'mikdosh, kan b'gvulim. For those who came to the Beis HaMikdosh, those who were there, available in Yerushalayim to come to the Beis HaMikdosh, they would bring their lulavim to the Beis HaMikdosh, kan b'gvulim. But those people who were not in Yerushalayim, in the time of the Beis HaMikdosh, they were not in Yerushalayim, they would bring the lulavim to the shuls, and they would take the lulavim in the shuls. But that's only in the time of the Beis HaMikdosh. But after the time of the Beis HaMikdosh, after the Churban, there nobody would override Shabbos, not for lulav and not for arava. And in Yirtzeh Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.